Musim gugur telah dimulai di Australia dan dengan musim dingin yang akan datang, program vaksinasi flu nasional akan segera dimulai. Laporan dari Australia Influenza Surveillance menunjukkan kenaikan 4% jumlah orang yang divaksinasi tahun lalu. Sementara vaksinasi flu dianjurkan untuk semua orang yang berumur di atas usia 6 bulan, banyak pertimbangan yang pantas diketahui. Berikut rangkuman tersebut. Program Imunisasi Nasional 2016 adalah sebuah program imunisasi musiman yang akan dimulai pada bulan April mendatang. Australia Influenza Surveillance Report menunjukkan pada tahun 2015, tingkat kasus influenza dilaporkan mencapai puncaknya pada 11.000 kasus dengan kebanyakan kasus terjadi pada anak-anak berusia 5-9 tahun dan lansia berusia di atas 85. Pusat Penelitian Imunisasi dan Pengawasan Nasional, Senior Scientist Kevin Yin menjelaskan peningkatan kasus flu tersebut.
One of the main reasons for the increase is that there are much more testings in recent years for the cases which we suspect they are the flu. Means they got a swab from the nose and throat and sent to the lab. We use some of the technique in the lab to tell whether this is the caused by the flu virus or not. After the pandemic, we got much more public funding. That's why we see a lot of laboratory testing in the recent years.
Pengawasan vaksin ketat Australia mengharuskan vaksin disetujui oleh Therapeutic Goods Administration terlebih dahulu, hanya setelah mematuhi standar pengujian. Tidak seperti kebanyakan vaksin, susunan suntikan influenza tersebut diperbarui setiap tahun. Kevin Yin menjelaskan mengapa.
Two reasons for it, because the virus keep changing themselves, so that the vaccine need to be updated every year to protect you against the virus. The second one is that the protection from the flu vaccine, they will slowly decline. For the people who are aged 6 months to less than 9 years, if your first time to get a vaccine, you need to have two doses, which means two times with 4 weeks apart. And this is also applied to the people who get a chronic medical conditions.
Kevin Yin juga menguraikan dua jenis vaksin flu yang tersedia.
From this year, we have two types of vaccines available in Australia. Trivalent vaccines and quadrivalent vaccines. Now the difference between these two types of vaccines is that the trivalent one provide protection against 3 times of the flu virus. The quadrivalent provide protection against 4. We believe that the quadrivalent vaccine would have the potential to provide bigger or greater protection. If the quadrivalent vaccine is not available, you should get the trivalent one because it will still provide good protection.
Dengan musim puncak penyakit jatuh di bulan Agustus, program imunisasi dimulai di tengah-tengah musim gugur.
Autumn is the preferred time to get a flu vaccine. I think that would allow time for the vaccine to work before the flu season. Now, if you miss the chance to get a flu vaccine in autumn, it is still useful to get it, even though the flu season has already started. National program starts every year around March and April, depends on when the vaccines become available in our country.
Vaksin influenza tersebut tersedia melalui klinik lokal dan dokter umum di daerah terdekat. Namun, setelah menerima vaksinasi itu, beberapa orang dapat mengalami gejala yang mirip seperti flu. Meskipun demikian, Kevin Yin mengatakan, vaksin tidak memberi orang flu aktif.
The vaccine that we registered in Australia would not give you the flu infection because the virus in the flu vaccine that we use in our country are dead virus. Some people will have some side effect from the vaccination and most of them are quite mild. So people will feel fatigue and will feel kind of mild fever. I think it's part of the process our immune system respond to the vaccine component.
Vaksinasi flu tersebut dapat didapat tanpa biaya secara gratis untuk warga yang menghadapi risiko tinggi dari influenza dan komplikasinya. Kevin Yin menjelaskan,
our national vaccination programs provide free vaccine to the people who have the highest risk of becoming really ill from the flu. This include 4 major categories. The people who are age 65 and older, pregnant women, and indigenous people of certain ages. and also people with the certain medical conditions, for example, the heart diseases, lung diseases, diabetes, and conditions which can reduce your function of your immunity system.
Program imunisasi pemerintah federal Australia menyarankan keamanan untuk menerima vaksin flu pada setiap tahap kehamilan, dan Kevin Yin menyetujui hal tersebut.
There are strong data showing that the vaccines are safe at any stage of the pregnancy, and also there are good data showing that the vaccine is effective up to 85% about the flu infection if you get it during your pregnancy.
Apakah jika lebih banyak orang yang mendapatkan vaksinasi akan mengurangi kemungkinan terserang flu? Kevin Yin mengatakan proporsi vaksinasi di masyarakat akan mengurangi tingkat infeksi, tetapi angka tergantung pada banyak faktor.
So the percentage of effectiveness would depend on many factors like the age, like the seasons, like the viruses in the community. So it's really hard to tell you exactly the precise figure, but there's a range which we believe that would be quite applicable.
Hanya dengan satu orang yang divaksinasi dapat membantu untuk secara positif mempengaruhi masyarakat luas.
By vaccinating yourself, you can reduce the transmission of the virus within the community, which kind of indirectly protect the people who are not vaccinated.